Holy fucking shitballs, you can't make this stuff up. What's up, fools? This is the QTR Podcast. Today's August 9th, 2018. This is the funding secured edition of the podcast. And today's podcast, like all my podcasts, is brought to you by my Patreons. If you don't know what Patreon is, it is a recurring donation service that allows you to contribute as much or as little as you would like on a recurring basis to the QTR Podcast to keep my voice on the air, at least until Twitter and YouTube and Facebook all pull an Alex Jones on me for not being long every stock in the entire stock market all the time. With that being said, this fucking circus that is Tesla is continuing. By the way, real quick, I want to give out a quick shout to my newest Patreons, Marshall, Jorge, Jason Bernstein, Nev Smith, Joseph Beebe. You guys are awesome. I really appreciate it, especially guys like Marshall New coming through and Nev Smith coming through with some really nice recurring Patreons that I really appreciate. So thank you guys very much. With that being said, what in God's holy name is going on? We have a lot to talk about here, okay? So let me just bring everybody up to speed on where we are as of August 9th, 2018. 2 days ago, Elon Musk takes to Twitter and says in a tweet that he has funding secured for a go-private bid for the company at $420 per share. The news media then spends the next half hour, roughly, trying to figure out whether or not the tweet actually came from Elon Musk, or whether his account was hacked, or whether it was real, or whether it was a joke. So right there, problem. Nobody can really take what this guy says seriously because he says so much stupid shit on his Twitter, people don't know right away whether or not this is serious. Fine, no problem. Half hour goes by. The company confirms to one Ross Gerber, who is a long investor in the company, who then goes on Fox Business News and says that he spoke to Tesla IR, and Tesla IR said the tweet did in fact come from Elon Musk, and now all of a sudden it's confirmed. So a half hour later, the stock is halted. The stock's halted for about 25 minutes or another half hour or 45 minutes until a statement is released, which is a copy of an email that supposedly Elon Musk wrote earlier in the morning that day to his employees that is riddled with qualifiers and has no specifics about funding in regard to this bid. And they publish that, and then the stock reopens for trading. So let's just stop right there yesterday. How do normal companies do this? Well, normal companies, first, the board decides that they want to go private. Then the board hires advisors. Then the board speaks to banks. Then they may put out something that is a collective kind of collective effort of the board and of the executives and of IR and the marketing team and the PR company for the company. Then maybe they come out, they put out a statement and say, hey, we're looking at strategic alternatives. We're considering going private, whatever. So instead of that, we get the CEO tweeting out this news, a half hour with nobody knowing whether or not it's real or not. Meanwhile, millions of shares are changing hands. The stock is super volatile. Then we get this statement from the board. So fine, it gets reported on in the media. Nobody really knows whether or not funding has actually been secured because there's been no proof. There's been no 8K, no proof that funding has been secured, which if it cannot be proven that funding has been secured, and based on what I heard today from various securities lawyers on television, it has to be deals, signed documents, etc., that show that the funding is there when Elon Musk said it was there. If that hasn't happened, right there, you're opening up a huge bucket of legal liability. But let's just assume that Musk went out and secured the funding on his own. Today we learn, this is 48 hours later, in a Reuters article out just moments ago, the board expects to make a decision on whether to launch a formal review of Musk's proposal in the coming days, and is speaking to investment bankers about hiring advisors to assist it in its review of such a scenario. While Tesla's board has held multiple discussions about the proposal, it has not yet received a detailed financing plan from Musk and specific information on who will provide the funding, one of the sources said. So Reuters is out right now reporting that the board has no idea where the funding is going to come from. The board of directors of the company, who is supposed to be in charge of governance, okay, the CEO is supposed to be beholden to the board of directors, not the other way around. I mean, we know the whole SolarCity lawsuit that's out there is basically alleging that the board took its orders from Elon Musk. But now, we're again maybe getting another clue as to why that SolarCity lawsuit might have some validity going forward. Because assuming all things are equal and assuming the best, assuming that Musk did go out and secure financing, he did it without the knowledge of the board of directors. And so now Musk is going to bring, quote unquote, a plan that nobody has seen, no one, to the board. And now the board is going to hire advisors and start to assist with a review. Meanwhile, it's already been announced and disclosed. Any other company, they would put all that shit together first and then they would disclose it. So the order of operations here is completely out of whack, regardless of whether or not it's a best case scenario and the company does wind up getting bought out for $420 a share. Now, a CNBC article said that Musk was talking to Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund. Fine. Maybe he has a verbal commitment. There would certainly be all types of regulatory hurdles if the Saudi Arabian government wanted to actually take them private, to the best of my understanding. But let's just assume he has a verbal commitment from them. Why hasn't he talked to anybody about it? Why are shareholders still in the dark about what is going on? If you have a proposal and you have funding and you have funding secured, let's hear about it. What are the terms of the funding you have secured? And what does secured mean? Does it mean that you have a term sheet? Does it mean that you have a memorandum of understanding? Does it mean that a Saudi prince scribbled some shit down on a cocktail napkin at some point after too many gin martinis? What does it mean? We want to see the funding that you have secured, Elon. Because we're not just talking about taking a fucking hot dog stand private here. We're talking about a company that's already has a valuation of $60 or $70 billion, depending on, you know, situation, circumstances, whether or not you count the debt, the cash, etc. Why am I reading an article today on the 9th, after Musk's tweet was 48 hours ago, that the lead is Tesla's board of directors is seeking more information from CEO Elon Musk about the finance for his plan to take the U.S. electric car maker private? Well, apparently the board of directors is not the only group of individuals seeking more information. Shareholders want more information. Potential shareholders want more information. Analysts want more information. The SEC wants more information. So, what is going on here? Does the board have a clue? This goes back to what a lot of people were saying about Musk tweeting out, calling this guy a pedophile, and saying all the shit that he said on Twitter a while back. Somebody wrote a great article on Seeking Alpha, I forget what it was called, but it was something to the tune of the board of directors should take Elon Musk's Twitter account away. Because they should. If they had done that then, perhaps this would not be unfolding in the manner with which it's unfolding. But it certainly looks like funding may not be secured, because wouldn't the board of directors have to sign off on funding? Wouldn't the board need to sign off on funding being secured in order for you to disclose to the public that funding is secured? There has to be meetings. There has to be a board resolution. You can't just have the CEO go out and get a commitment from somebody and then just say it's done, it's secured. It's not how it works. It's not how public company corporate governance is going to work. And the fact that this is unfolding the way that it's unfolding is ludicrous. It's ludicrous. The fact that the Securities and Exchange Commission has not just come in and said, you need to issue an 8K, and this is at the least, okay, by the way. At the very least, the SEC should come in and say, you need to issue an 8K and a press release clarifying exactly what you know right now. Elon Musk, what exactly do you know in terms of financing, who the potential financiers are, what the price they would commit at, and what kind of proof do you have that you can include as an exhibit to that 8K? That needs to be filed now. Otherwise, the stock does not trade. There is no way that the market can have any type of reasonable idea as to what the fuck to do with the stock without having that information. So right there, that needs to be disclosed tonight. I would say the SEC should make them file something tonight. What exactly do you know? If it's nothing, fine. It's nothing. Let the public know it. If it's something, fine. It's something. Let the public. If it's secured, it's secured. Let them know it. Let them know it. You got it. $420 a share. Game over for the shorts. Yippee-ki-yay. Great job. It has to get out there, though. This reporting now that the board doesn't have any idea what Elon Musk is up to, and it's been 48 hours. It's been 48 hours. Don't you think after the tweet, the board of directors should have went right to Elon Musk and said, "What is this? What is this?" Now, it makes some sense to me that it may be something involving the Saudis, because Musk felt the need to come out and tweet it right after the article broke about the Saudi sovereign wealth fund acquiring $2 billion worth of shares or whatever it was. That makes a little bit of sense. But we need to know exactly what's going on. Elon Musk is playing around with disclosure. And that's not how it's supposed to work on public markets. There needs to be a press release. There needs to be exhibits. There needs to be an 8K. There needs to be definitive documentation on what you do or what you do not have and what the board knows and what the board does not know. And that needs to be made clear to the market immediately. Even Tom Farley, the president of the New York Stock Exchange, said the same exact thing yesterday in a tweet. Said the SEC should force the company to come out and tell the market what they know for transparency purposes. And this is a guy that doesn't even like short sellers. He called short sellers icky. Icky. I have comments about that, but that's a whole other discussion. The point is, if this guy comes out and says it should happen for transparency purposes, it should fucking happen for transparency purposes. Why are we left guessing? And why can't this company make disclosures like every other company? Why does this company continue to be the exception? Like I said on my podcast yesterday with Roddy Boyd, or 2 days ago, rather. If Mary Barra came out and called somebody a pedo, she'd be fired. Done. If Satya Nadella came out and called somebody a pedo, done. Fired on Twitter. Tim Cook comes out and calls somebody a pedo, he needs to answer to the board of directors. Elon Musk does it? Nothing. Nothing. Not a word from the board of directors. Not a word. Yes, he apologized to analysts on the conference call. I thought that was a great move. I wonder whether or not he came up with it on his own or whether or not the board said something to him. But what is the board of directors doing? Where is the corporate governance? And I tell you what, folks, if this is any indication as to what the corporate governance at this company is like, there are going to be a lot more questions that need to be asked, not just about the go private offer, but about how this company operates, how it functions, discovery from lawsuits, the whistleblower lawsuit discovery, the SolarCity lawsuit discovery. If this is any indication of how and what standard operating procedure is at this company, I mean, this is arguably the biggest type of disclosure you could ever make. A go private bid. This is not an earnings call. This isn't the resignation of a director or an officer. This isn't upping guidance or lowering guidance. This is a major M&A transaction. And they fucked up the disclosure. They fucked it up. So, if they can't get this right, what can they get right? What are we going to find out going forward? Who's going to finance this company going forward? I hope the Saudis take them private. I really do. I mean, I don't even care at this point about the trade. This is what I find hilarious. So many people on Twitter are like, oh, shorts are getting burned. You know, I said to a reporter today, Elon Musk is so focused on the shorts. The fucked up thing is, most of the critics, like myself, I don't even care about the short thesis. I don't even care about making money on this. This is just a travesty. This is like Theranos wasn't even public and received tons of public commentary. because of how egregious it was. I mean, I tweeted about Theranos all the time. I didn't have a vested interest in the stock. I wasn't short it. And the same deal here. My position is nominal. It's very, very small. But just as a case study here that's unfolding, this is insane. And you can believe whatever you want. You can believe that I have an interest in it because I'm a short seller or whatever you want. That's fine. Like I said a couple days ago, you know, I had calls on as a hedge too. I made some money on my calls. And for the most part, I've been carrying puts and calls at the same time. I don't really care. It would be nice if the stock went to 100 tomorrow. I would make money. But that doesn't bother me. Just like it's not going to bother me if the company goes private at $420. It's really not. This is why the company is so out of whack. This is why Elon's so out of whack. He thinks that that's going to be some kind of victory. Like he's going to show me something, or he's going to show the rest of the skeptics something. People aren't going to stop digging. Trust me. Reporters, it's not just short sellers. Journalists. You get a guy like John Carreyrou, who did Theranos. That guy dug his heels in. He saw some bullshit and he went after it. It's going to be a lot of reporters that feel the same exact way about Tesla. Public, private, no matter what you change the name to. There's going to be accountability going forward. Let the Saudis take it public. Let them take it public. What are they going to, or let them take it private rather. What are they going to do? Let them absorb the hundreds of millions of dollars in losses. And then we'll see what they do with it. Maybe they'll write it down. Maybe it'll do well. Who knows? Let them take it public. Somebody wants to bear the risk of taking this company private. Let them. I say let them. Godspeed. Godspeed and good luck. But I'll be fucked if I'm not going to continue to comment on the situation as it unfolds. What's driving me isn't the fact that I have a short position in the company. What's driving me is that this is an incredulous and unprecedented series of events at a company that appears to be, at least to me, in severe financial distress. And if you don't believe me, take it from the numerous former SEC attorneys who went on TV over the last 48 hours, who basically said he better have security, he better have funding secured, otherwise he's opening himself up for civil and criminal prosecution. What do you think? Those people have fucking short positions in the company too? I know it's tough. I know that the philosophy and the ideological argument for Tesla is very compelling. I know it is easy to get behind them emotionally, and that their cause is probably noble. But you have to divorce from the story that you're telling yourself, and you have to marry reality. Somebody said that. I forget who it was. That's like a Tony Robbins quote or something. Divorce the story you're telling yourself and marry reality. The reality of the situation is the CEO called a guy a pedophile. The reality of the situation is the company just posted its biggest net loss in history. The reality of the situation is there's whistleblower litigation and litigation relating to SolarCity ongoing. The reality of the situation is that the CEO just posted on Twitter, without a formal press release or an 8K, that he had funding secured to take the company private at $420 per share. And the reality of the situation is that after that, it was reported that the SEC is looking into those claims. The reality of the situation is that today, it was also reported that the SEC had already been looking into the company for its operational and production targets and some of the other claims it's made. And the reality of the situation is after that, we found out the board doesn't really know what Musk's plan for financing is. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And if you think people are bringing it up because they have something against Musk, and you think people are bringing it up because they have a short position, you have to step back and you have to look at this objectively. Or you just have to get a little bit more experience with the public markets. Because this, even if it goes through, is an extremely abnormal order of operations to go through with a proposed transaction like the one that Musk is proposing. Extremely abnormal. And you have longs in the company, guys like Galileo Russell and Ross Gerber, who both respectable people. I mean, of course, I don't respect their investment decisions, but I think they're lovely people to talk to. They're always very nice to me and cordial when I speak to them. Whose targets for the company respectively are $1 trillion market cap. And Ross Gerber said 10 times the market cap when it was at 50 or 60 billion. So these are guys who have long-term outlooks for a valuation that will 10x or 20x from here. And they're what? They're okay with the company going private on an $85 billion valuation? And then this, the New York Times or DealBook or somebody reported this morning this special purpose vehicle transaction that they're thinking about doing where people can hold on to their shares, which, according to the article I read this morning, is pretty much unprecedented and definitely unprecedented for a company of this size. So you get to keep your shares and you get no liquidity, and the company's going to go private at a valuation of $85 billion, far below both of your targets, because the CEO claims there's too much volatility on the public markets after the stock has done nothing but go straight up since it's IPO'd. That's your situation. We're taking it private because there's too much volatility. We IPO'd at 17, the stock's at 350. Oh, the horror. Oh, how bad the public markets have been to us. Go ahead. Take the fucking thing private. You guys deserve it. I'm out of here. Peace.